We are on episode number 81 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. Welcome to Monday. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good Monday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Chris Spain with A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. It's always such a great honor that you listen to my podcast, so I am super, super excited about that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I've been getting a lot of good reviews, and I hope I don't disappoint you. Remember, if you have any real estate questions, please reach out to me. I would love to turn your questions into a podcast. I would love for you to be an integral part of the show. So if you do have any questions, again, reach out to me at 619-818-2992. So what I wanted to get into today on today's topic is the opinions of others as you are buying real estate. And let's kind of backtrack about what happened this weekend. So this weekend I did an open house at my newest listing over at 2345 Tulip Street in Azalea Park. So if you haven't seen that house, it's a 4-bedroom, 1-bath on the tax rolls. There is an extra bathroom downstairs. We don't know about the permits, and an extra room that's being used as a laundry room, but you could easily convert it and move the washer and dryer, and it's just a big house. So if you would like to see that, let me know and I can do some private showings for you. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I feel there were a lot of people who are looking to purchase a home, and they bring their siblings, they bring their family, they bring their friends to get opinions. Here's what I think about that. I think it's awesome. I'm going to say that again. I think it's awesome. I think it's smart. I think that buying a house is the biggest financial decision that you are ever going to make. And I think that when you bring other people into the fold, they help you make a better decision about the purchase that you are about to make. And so, again, you need that opinion. This is what I want to caution you about, though. The difference between you and the people that are helping you make that decision, though, here's the difference. You are in the market. They are in opinion mode. And so what do I mean by that? When you start talking about real estate, when you start searching for real estate, when you start making the decision that you want to purchase a home, you're activating in the back of your brain what's called your RAS, or your reticulating activator system. And what that's doing is it's your brain is kind of being pointed towards everything real estate. It's like when you decide to buy a car and you say something like you want to buy a Jeep Cherokee, all of a sudden you start seeing Jeep Cherokees. If you get even more specific, you say, I want a blue Jeep Cherokee, you start seeing blue Jeep Cherokees everywhere. And so your RAS does the same thing with real estate. What it's doing is it's pointing you in the directions of homes. It's pointing you in the directions of neighborhoods. You're starting to see things more. These things just automatically pop up. And you're doing a lot of research in this area, which then is helping you make a better decision. The challenge comes in when you have your loved ones, friends, coworkers, neighbors, whatever it is. When they come in, the biggest challenge they're going to do is they're going to start challenging everything. They're going to start challenging the home. They're going to start telling you what to do. Now, remember, you've been educating yourself on the market. You are in the market. You are studying the market. You are a student of the market, right? Once the escrow closes, you are done being a student of the market. You then become a homeowner, and then you become in homeowner mode, and then you're trips to Home Depot, trips to the lumberyard, getting paint. So your mode changes. The mode of your family and friends is of protector. They are there to protect you, to make sure that you don't make a bad decision with your hard-earned money. And that's a wonderful thing. The challenge is they are not in the mode that you're in. They're not getting educated. They're not attending classes. They're not speaking to a lender. They're not talking to foundation people. They are just doing what they are doing, and they are giving you an opinion. And many times the opinion that they are giving you is wrong. Let me give you an example. So this happened last summer, so this wasn't recent. I was selling a home, and my clients brought one of their friends over for an opinion of the property, right? Which is fine. It's absolutely doable. And one of the things he said, that's illegal on the home. That is illegal on the home. Now, what he was trying to say is he was trying to protect them, because what this specific thing that was an issue with the home was not up to code. And so there's a difference, illegal and not up to code. There's nothing on a home that's, quote, illegal. It's just not up to code. It means it was done without permits. There's so many things that are done without permits, but you have to understand the difference. When someone like you, who's a student of the market, and you are in the market, and you hear the word illegal. So I had to, when this person, and I wanted to correct them, and I do oftentimes correct people right there, because what I want to do is have an educational moment. I want them to have an aha moment. I want them to know that they're still making a good financial decision. And if they still tried, or if they still decided not to move forward, rather, then I respect that decision. However, it's my job as the educator of the market to make sure you're making the best financial decision, to not waste your money. So there's differences like that. You have to make sure that the loved ones that you are bringing along are not interjecting their opinions, so that way you are A, not wasting your time, and B, that you're not making a bad decision about the property. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that you make a good decision. We're going to make sure that you hook yourself up with a great lender. We're going to make sure that we read all the disclosures carefully. We're going to make sure that you get a good physical inspector that's going to thoroughly inspect the property, that is going to give you advice on actually doing further inspections if they recommend it. We're also going to get a good termite inspector out there to double check termite work. We are going to make sure that we go over that home with a fine-tooth comb, and then that way, when you get to the part of the transaction where you have to release all your contingencies and your earnest money is up for release to the seller, if you backed out after that point, that you have made an educated decision, and you have made a good decision, and you have made a decision based on being a good student of the market. You see, remember, I talk about this all the time, creating win-win transactions. We want to make sure that your transactions are completely win-win, and that you're not going to make a decision that's going to cost you significantly financially. We're going to tell you too, if we think it's a good idea for you to back out of a transaction. I have another good example. This weekend, I was showing property, and when we went into it was a multi-unit property, and when we went into the second unit, you could see that the unit was above a garage. It sloped into the center of the home. So there were it literally sloped. You could see how significant the slope was. And so that was really important. My client noticed it. I noticed it. And I was like, this is not going to be a good financial decision for you. This could end up costing you a lot of money. I get that it looks pretty, but you don't want to be falling through the floor if it's looking like caca. So trust me, we're going to talk you out of something if we don't think it's good. So that's what I got for today. If you have any questions at all about real estate, again, I would love to make you part of the podcast. So please send me your questions. I'd love to answer them for you. 619-818-2992, or grab me on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Make it a great buying, selling day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.